Y'all are doing all right? Come on in, buddy. All right. Yesterday, I turned 65. But I don't look 65, do I? I look about 25. How many of y'all like having birthdays? Anybody? I mean, you like having a birthday? You don't like having birthdays? You do? I do too. I mean, we get all kinds of cool gifts, right? And we have family with us, right? But I got a bad gift this week. Can you get bad gifts?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody this week doesn't go to this church but works in this community gave me Now, I know Arkansas, and Arkansas is like most of Texas. Unless you go to Texas, this is a bad gift. As a matter of fact, he tried to say that he bought it for me, and I said, no, it looks like it came out of your closet. It's a 2XL. I don't wear a 2XL. And I'm going to hang on to this gift and use it in a future date for someone for a gift. But I got a really cool gift. I got to have my family, and I got a really neat gift, a pickleball paddle. And I'm all excited. But I started thinking about this. Birthdays are big deals. They are big deals, and we celebrate them because it's when you came into this world. But there's a bigger birthday that I want to remind you of, and it's in the book of John chapter 3. And I love this story. There was a man who came to Jesus, and he was thinking about becoming a follower of Jesus, but wasn't really sure. And he asked a question of Jesus, and Jesus said this, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." "What do you mean?" exclaimed Nicodemus. "How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" And here's what Jesus said. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So I say, don't be surprised. You must be born again. So here's what I want you to understand. We all were born the first time. That's when we came into this world. But there's a second birth, a second birthday. You need to tell your parents when you get that second birthday that we should celebrate just as much, if not more. And that's the day you become a believer in Jesus Christ. That birthday, for me, happened when I was in the fourth grade. And in the fourth grade, I placed my faith in Christ. He convinced me that I was a sinner, and I placed my faith in Him. And the Bible teaches, when I did that, that He gave me a new life. And so, every summer, and I wished I would have written down the exact date, every summer during vacation Bible school, I'm reminded that's when I made my decision to follow Christ. And it is the best birthday when God changes your life, okay? So when you're old enough, you need to make that decision. And if you're old enough, you need to really think about making that decision, okay? Let's pray. Lord, I pray these kids would have good first birthdays every year, but I pray, Lord, every single one of them would have a second birthday where they trust you as their Lord and Savior. That is the most important birthday. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.